Now, the World Health Organization has declared Nigeria Ebola-free after 6 weeks with no new reported cases of the virus. So, how has Nigeria earned the title? What can other countries learn? But how useful are these labels in any case? With me in the studio is Rob Tell Paley, former special advisor to Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. Rob Tell, great to have you with us. Thanks for joining us on the programme. I know that some of the WHO representatives have claimed this is a spectacular success story. Would you go along with that?
I usually don't like to speak in hyperbolic language. I think it's a great success story, and I think it's definitely a lesson learned for a lot of the three affected countries, Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. I would say that. I don't know if I would use the word spectacular.
Let's have a degree of perspective, perhaps. and what is it exactly, do you think, are there differences, critical differences then in approach that have meant that Nigeria has done such a relatively good job?
Sure. I think I've been doing a lot of political economy analysis about the Ebola outbreak. And one of the things that I discovered, I was looking up a World Health Organization healthcare financing expenditure reports for the four countries, Nigeria included. And I saw that Nigeria in 2012, for instance, spent $96 per capita on healthcare, whereas Guinea, as sort of an extreme example, spent only $32 per capita. So I think the fact that the healthcare system in Nigeria was much stronger to begin with from the very beginning, as opposed to the three other countries, is a primary example of why they were able to contain the virus much quicker than Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. I think beyond that also, Nigeria already had a polio eradication program in place that they were using. And what they essentially did was just to use that system, that sort of finance contact tracing system, to respond to Ebola. So the first thing they did was they isolated the first incidence of Ebola, Patrick Sawyer, who traveled from Liberia to Nigeria, and then tried to provide quality care for him. On top of that, they also traced the contacts that he had had prior to his arrival at the hospital in Nigeria. So they were able to identify who was in touch with Patrick Sawyer, sort of indirectly and directly, and isolate those particular individuals. And I think the third thing they did that perhaps warrants the spectacular success story label is that they were able to ensure that the people who were in isolation were given prior information about how to, rehydrate themselves if they were feeling any incidences of fever.